Hey everybody, welcome again to Declutter Bee. This is episode 37 and the first one of 2019.
Hi, Chirag.
Happy New Year, Shalina.
Happy New Year to you.
How was your New Year?
The start of New Year has been good so far.
It's only been 2 days, I suppose, so we can't really complain, can we?
It's been good. So let's see. Hopefully it'll be a great year.
Yeah. So we've got a special episode for our listeners. You've been up to a little secret project on the side, which we're going to share with our listeners today. What have you been up to?
So I met a wonderful woman recently called Jane Taylor, who is a stylist and owns the company Taylor and Roberts. And she showed me how to style my clothes. So she came in, looked at my wardrobe. We went through everything together and she came up with these tips and tricks of how to look stylish and how to, you know, make the most of my body. It was awesome. It was really, really interesting. And there is so much synergy between styling and decluttering.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit. Okay, so you generally talk about decluttering and keeping yourself organized and cleaning up and getting rid of all these things that... when we'll talk specifically to the closet, but, you know, keeping things that don't matter or don't fit you or whatever. So this is the part that comes next.
It's an extra layer and it does help a lot of clients. So I've had clients that have decluttered a huge amount of their wardrobe and said to me, well, what do you think? What do I do now? And I'll say, well, you need a stylist. You need someone to go through your wardrobe to see what you have and then to go shopping with you. And this is where Jane would come in.
Yeah, and it's almost like, you know, having someone from the outside come in and take a look for you because, you know, we tend to get like in our own head, I think this looks great. I've had it for so long. I want to keep wearing it. And, you know, for someone who, because Jane's a stylist, like she has the right eye. And so you trust that. And, you know, when she would tell you like, look, you know, this really doesn't work. Or, hey, this really works. You should wear it more.
She gave this amazing book to me and she gives that to all clients showing... more information about what we discussed during the session. Included in the book is a list of items that I should buy. So I need to buy more belts. That seems to be a thing. And tapered trousers, which I didn't have. And, you know, tips on how to wear the clothes that I tried on. So she took photos of me while we were doing the session. So that's in the book as well. It's an awesome... tool to have with me now that I can take with me and or review before I go shopping. You know, there's a list of all the things that are needed in a wardrobe for what I need to have in my day-to-day life.
Cool. And you had a chance to catch up with her after your session as well, right? And so she kind of shared and we want to share that with our listeners as well, like what you guys talked about.
Hi, Shalina and Chirag. I'm glad to be here today and thank you for having me.
So we've spent the last, 4 hours?
Yeah, 4 hours going through your closet. I guess we'll take the audience back to a week ago where we met. We had a style consultation.
Yeah.
And yeah, before I even look in a client's wardrobe, I sit down and conduct an in-depth style consultation like we did with you.
You did. It was very in-depth. It was scary, like going through... what my style was and what I wear.
The fabrics that you like to wear. And it really helped me understand what you want to communicate to the world. And for me to strategize and bring my expertise into how we're going to bridge the gap of where your wardrobe is and where you want it to be. And some of your style goals that we needed, that you wanted some help with. So the style consultation kind of, it forms a base before I look into your wardrobe.
And yeah, and then we noticed that I don't feel like I have enough going out clothes for the evening. I have a lot of daytime stuff, which was weird.
But we noticed that you don't have a lot of separate pieces. Yeah. So you have a lot of dresses. But yeah, when you're going out, it's actually those separates to kind of create an outfit.
Yeah, which is a problem. But whereas I am very organized and I like to do minimal amount of work getting dressed. So that's why I wear a dress.
Yes.
And that's all been coming out today. See, this, it's a problem being organized. So when you did the consultation as well, you were very thorough in how you made me look at images of people to see. No, even forget that. Beforehand, you asked me to... collage
Pinterest board.
Yeah, Pinterest board, which I had to actually think of who inspires me, and I ended up being inspired by princesses, which sums me up. I'm a princess.
Yeah, and it's also interesting to see when you put that mood board together and then we look in your closet and some of the answers that you had said, you know, oh, well, I only wear these types of things, and a lot of my clients are, I only wear this and I only do this. Then you look in the wardrobe and you're like, doesn't match even what you've said. So people kind of perceive their own style and what's in their wardrobe in such a different way.
So how was mine not the same?
It definitely was. It definitely had kind of the silhouettes of the same, but some of the separate pieces that you had kind of said, you actually noted that you liked J-Lo as your style icon. And yeah, and I struggled to kind of see some of the things were definitely in there.
Well, I'm not going to wear my underwear showing like she did.
So it's really, it's looking at your mood board. It's looking at your style references that you kind of, that you like. And then it's also looking at how you want to be perceived and what kind of message that you want to send. And it's how do you align all those things? So I do a lot of work before I come in. And then when I go into your wardrobe, then that's when I see how we're going to bridge that gap.
So you saw what I have, and as you said, I have things that you weren't expecting. And
I mean, you had some great clothes. You do. Yeah, no, and I think everyone has like gems in their wardrobe, and it's all about you know, finding clothes that suit your silhouette as well. And you definitely have, you know, found that, and you know that. So, you know, there's definitely not a lot of work that you need to do at all there. So it was really just saying, great, these are great foundation pieces, and these are some of the things that you can think about to add to then kind of tie in with the message that you want to send out to the world. You know, 80% of communication is unconscious and largely visual.
So you were saying that I have, what was it?
Two things that you were like, you know, I want to be presented as really professional, but I want my quirkiness. And the quirkiness is your personality. And you want that to kind of like shine through your clothes. So it's how do you incorporate those two into it? And also it's what can we use in your wardrobe to get there? Because I'm a true believer that you don't need to go out and start from scratch either. We've seen today, I'm trying to kind of expand on what you have and give you other ideas of how to wear different things that you may not have thought about before.
We also got rid of a few things, so I decluttered, even though I'd already decluttered beforehand because I was a bit, you know, nervous about you being in my wardrobe, because it's like I say to my clients, like, you know, nobody goes into your wardrobe except for me, and this time it was somebody who's else going into my wardrobe. That's never happened.
Yeah, how did that feel?
Yeah, that was scary. Like, I was messaging you yesterday going, I'm scared.
I think everyone's so different, and everyone's so, you know, no two people are alike, and none of my clients are alike. So, you know, you take everyone as they are, and, you know, it's working with them.
So we went through all my clothes, tried on a lot of clothes, which was kind of fun. Realized I have a lot of shoes.
Yeah, and great shoes they were. Yeah, yeah,
except I need still more.
Just, I think we said just two pairs.
Yeah, just two. I've got even one pair, but I can't wear them, so that, because they're too high. But yeah, so that was quite funny. Yeah, that was quite fun. We were trying on clothes. And
how did you feel of how, you know, I was trying to teach you kind of some systems that you can put in place to pull an outfit together? And
so it made me think of doing things, wearing less jeans. I wear jeans a lot. So right now I'm wearing trousers that I haven't worn for a very long time while we're talking, because I was just amazed at how good they look on me now. That green dress. And what shoes you were suggesting with my green dress, I never thought of. I always wear that dress with my flip-flops. So that was an eye-opener, you know. So there are certain things that came out, and I think that's great, you know. So people don't have to always get rid of all their clothes. They can see what they have. But it's knowing how to work it together in the right way.
And I think it's really important to note that, you know, the styling does come after the decluttering. You know, you go in, you know, you declutter and get out those items that, you know, a client doesn't love, because, you know, every single piece in your wardrobe should be clothes and pieces that you love. You need to be excited to be wearing everything, or else you just, you know, it's just you open your wardrobe with dread, you know.
And that's what happens with a lot of clients, and I've noticed the same thing, that when I'm decluttering the clients' places, they will say, oh no, I don't need to declutter much, I'm just gonna, you know, it's fine. But then they're like, actually, I hate it. Like, why do I have this stuff? And it doesn't fit. And today we saw that I had one top that I've said for ages that I want to get rid of because it looks too big on me.
Coming into your closet today, a lot of my clients, you know, I've got to kind of start from scratch. You know, we've got to go through the decluttering process, which in itself is so different from then the styling element. So, you know, and that's where you come in, that you organize, you declutter, and you categorize, and then I come in and then I refine that probably even a little bit further. You know, helping them build a system of, right, this is how you can get ready in the mornings, looking at what you have, and then, you know, looking at that that gap, the gaps in the wardrobe, and how is it, how do we get from where we are to where we want to be? And, you know, a lot of the time, Shalina, a lot of my clients, they actually don't need to add a lot of to their wardrobes. Yeah. People, you know, clients of mine and women in general, you know, they're constantly going out to buy things. And they just buy more of the same things. So they just end up having a closet full of all the same things, you know, and then they keep saying, I've got nothing to wear, or they're buying things that aren't, you know, curated to go into their closet. So, you know, it's those statement kind of pieces that they can't really peel back with anything else in their wardrobes. It's that dilemma of I have nothing to wear, because it's actually you just need to add in a few basic pieces which people don't like wearing, or sorry, buying, because they just feel, oh, well, it's, you know, it's only a black top, or it's only this.
So I didn't even think that I needed your services, to be honest. I thought I was all right. I could, you know, I know my clothes, I know what fits me. And it turns out I did need to know more about belts. And I've tried to use belts and not been successful buying them. So this was an eye opener. When do you find that you people contact you, or when do people need your services to help them get, you know, style themselves?
Yeah, I think it's going through a big change in life, whether that be becoming a mother, you know, losing weight, gaining weight, going for a new job. You know, it's a time when they feel like, okay, I'm ready for a change. You know, I need to take kind of more care of me. You know, it's we're into the kind of, you know, self-care and, you know, being the best version of yourself and things like that. And I think people kind of come to a point where it's like, I just keep shopping and I just don't know what to do anymore, because I keep shopping and buying things and my, you know, my closet's bursting, and they're almost, maybe not at their wit's end, but they're just kind of like, I really need someone's guidance on this. Or their bodies have changed. I see actually a lot of clients, like women, you know, in their early 30s, their bodies have changed. And, you know, it's accepting that you're gorgeous inside and out, and it's showing them that, you know.
So what you talked about, your four-step process, what is that?
Yeah, so it's the Style and Image Consultation, which we do. It's about an hour's conversation, and I sit down and just find out as much as I can about you. And then what we did today is the wardrobe edit. So it's just going through, it's either, you know, it's kind of editing out your closet, and it's really, it's just styling the pieces that you already have, and really me working through and identifying what it is that's missing. I then do a shopping session with clients, or if they're quite confident going shopping themselves, I just give them a little bit of a shopping list. And then my step four is a lookbook that I put together for people. It's a personal style guide for them and their wardrobe.
Oh, how cool is that?
So I'm going to work on that. So a lot of the times that I'm looking at things, I'm going, okay, we need to, you know, if she had this, and this, you know, she could put together this look. So I'm noting those things down. And then when I hand this book over to you, you know, it's got a full, you know, how to dress for your body type, gives you some examples of some of the styles and the silhouettes that you should be looking out for your body type, gives you a mood board. So it's just a constant, like, style inspiration so that you can navigate your wardrobe, color coordination, and you know, just some top styling tips. So that when I'm finished with the client, they really feel that, like, okay, I've got a grasp of my wardrobe. I'm always there for support and guidance, you know, even after I finish with clients. But, yeah, it just really helps the client to then take control of their style and their image.
Oh, amazing. And you said about tips. So what are your top tips then?
So I'd say tailoring is everything. Your clothes have to fit to make you feel good and communicate the best message that they can. So even the slightest alteration of your sleeve length can make such a difference to your look, or even just a roll of a cuff on the jean. It just makes such a difference.
My ankles are showing now.
Yeah, yeah. Smallest part of your arms and your legs. So, you know, as soon as you kind of just highlight that little bit of a sleeve on your wrist, or sleeve to come up, or, you know, on your ankles, it really can make such a difference. So tailoring, and a lot of people underestimate the power of an accessory, and you saw that today.
Yes.
Because it can change up your outfit so much, whether it be an addition of a belt, statement shoe, but honestly, having those tools in your wardrobe allows you unlimited choices. Those would be my top tips: tailoring and accessories.
And with tailoring here, you know, we're lucky in the UAE and in Dubai that tailoring is so cheap here.
Yeah, and a lot of people are like, oh, but I paid, you know, so much money on this, you know, this piece, whether it be a jacket or a top. And it's like, yep, just pay that extra because it's going to make a difference.
You can go, I mean, it depends on the stores. Certain stores do it for free.
Absolutely.
So yeah. I've done it with the DVF dresses. They do the button for me at the top, and they do it for free. And a lot of the designer stores do it. But even some of the other shops now, Mango does it for free as well.
Mango does, yeah.
They alter the dresses.
Marks and Spencer's, it's a minimal charge. I think Reese do it free of charge as well. So yeah, no, I definitely think it's something investing in, because it can make or break an outfit.
So you can find more information about Taylor & Roberts by visiting taylorandroberts.com, where you'll see information on how to reach Jane. You can also find them on Instagram. They're Taylor & Roberts. And Shalina will be sharing this week little snippets of her book and what it looks like. Have you had people tell you or comment on the fact that something has changed, or that, or just generally saying more you look good than before?
Yes. A lot of people have said I've lost weight. Which I have lost weight, but it's more visible now because of the way that I am wearing my clothes. The French tuck is a word that I never thought I would need, but it's in my life now. I'm wearing more colours, and people, especially my girlfriends, are very happy that I'm wearing colours more than before. So yeah, there has been a change, and it's great. I do feel better about myself.
Very cool. So, well, a big thank you to Jane Taylor from Taylor & Roberts for working with us and doing this.
It was great. So yeah, highly recommend it. Thank you so much, Jane.
As always, you know, if you've enjoyed the show, feel free to leave us a review, tell your friends about us, and you can find us in all your podcast players and all the streaming apps and everywhere and anywhere you'd like to reach us.
If you need help to declutter your wardrobe before you get the stylist to come in and check out your clothes, you can always contact me at declutterme.com/contact form, and I'll be happy to help you.
Well, that's it. That's our first episode for the year. Happy 2019, everybody. Bye.